I'm Marta Lempart. I'm from the Polish Women's Strike, the coalition of women who stopped Polish right-wing populist government from putting a total ban on abortion in Poland in 2016. And we got so angry that we are still at rage, and we are fighting for human rights, all of them, not only women's rights. And we are fighting for judiciary independence, and we are fighting against the neo-Nazis and neo-fascists from all over Europe who found a comfortable, safe, nice place in Poland to expand and to grow. And for us, shrinking space, for me, the shrinking space is my attorney calling me a couple of hours ago and asking how am I going to come back from Berlin, because the police called him, I missed two questionings, and if I go on a plane, they will actually find me and might arrest me to get me to the questioning tomorrow or on Saturday. And it means I'm in over 20, 25 cases, inquiries, investigations, case trials for protesting, for destroying the environment, for using the megaphone in public. I love this example. For calling neo-Nazis, neo-Nazis, for calling fundamentalists, fundamentalists, and more and more. There are about 3,000 people like me in Poland already experiencing that. This is the shrinking space. This is the shrinking space. It shrinks physically for us. And the shrinking space for me comes at the point when your state stands on the wrong side. Your state stands on the evil side. This is not such a problem that we have neo-Nazi and neo-fascist movements in Poland. This is the problem that the state supports them and protects them and encourages them. The problem is that when 14 women sat on the bridge during the 60,000 neo-Nazi march in Warsaw in 2017, they were kicked and they were dragged and they were beaten up. And the guys who did that were released because the state persecutor decided that the neo-Nazis were allowed to express their dissatisfaction. They were charged, the women were charged, with blocking the legal gathering. Although it was illegal, it had all the forbidden signs and chants and content that you can imagine, but still, the state decided that it was illegal. A year after that, the president of the country, the prime minister of the country, the ministers walked ahead this so-called independence march. So we have photos now with them walking ahead of neo-Nazis, and not only Polish ones. We have the photos of our president with Forza Nuova flags because they walked just behind him. That's what's happening. That's what Polish state is doing now. We fight the church. The church has the best time now. They can hate us, they can hate LGBT people, they can hate everyone, and they are so supported with their agenda. And we have to fight them, and we do. But the shrinking space means that when we hang the shoes, the baby shoes, when we support pedophilia victims outside the church offices, we are also persecuted for leaving the trash out, for disrupting public space. And it goes over and over again, and it doesn't stop us because we think there are more important things than that. I think that there are more important things than even the fact that my father will be forced to close his business because he's too tired of the inspections and audits and the pressure. And my mother, who worked all her life, sacrificing her life to the children that she helped, is under such pressure with the NGO that she's running that she will also have to quit. There are more important things than that. That's what they taught me. And my father, the strong man from the mountains, emotionally challenged, won't tell me. He will tell me, you have to lose some weight, because if someone chases you, you won't be able to run. He's scared that someone is going to kill me. He's not afraid that I will be out of job, or I will not have a place to live, that I will be sick. My father is scared that someone will kill me. That's the shrinking space. That's how it changes. If you think that it can only happen in some Poland, in some country, somewhere else you're wrong. It's overnight. And we have elections now. And this is our declaration, and this is what we do. We put all the energy that we have with protesting, with struggling, with resisting into these elections, into saying people, okay, so we were protesting and we were organizing and we were on the streets and now these are the elections and this is half by half. This is as important. This is less adrenaline. This is less, interesting in some point. Elections are boring compared to what we are doing, jumping over the fences, being dragged by the police, charged and so on. But this is the second half of this democracy thing, and this is the second part of this human rights thing. So we put all our energy to tell people to vote, to go, and to run. We put all our energy into saying that European Union is not a trade deal. European Union is a community of values. So if we stood on the streets, if we slept on the Supreme Court stairs, to protect the Supreme Court. So this is the part of the fight for the values. That's what we say. And there are two things that I want to put here. I know it will be controversial because we have this general narrative of unity and doing things together, coming together, of course. But I think that diversity, the respect for different people doing different things, different groups, different initiative is a core thing for the democratic activism. Imagine not one big initiative with one big logo and one big connection. Imagine thousands of them. Imagine the map of groups of people doing totally different things and sometimes opposite things, but doing them how they feel, how they like, and how they imagined, and how they invented them. That's what I believe. This is the engagement. Providing people with all the tools they need, but not telling them what to do. This is something that I would like you to consider when we want to come together. Coming together for me is providing each other with knowledge and tools, but respecting our choices and how we do and what we do and how we act. That's what I think is even more important than being united. I was doing a training for women here in Germany who wanted to organize a women's strike here in Germany. And we were talking about what should you read. And I said, we don't need to read books on gender. We don't need to read books on sociology. We need to read books on war, on logistics, on management. Because this is war. This is war. You don't feel that now. You think this is the, okay, there is a threat, maybe something bad had happened. This is the war on freedom. Freedom is in danger, and freedom is everything. There's nothing more important than freedom. It's larger than life. Thank you.